Hype Network presents.
In this episode, we are going to talk about agnosticism and a deep dive into it, even more better than the first episode that I did. So let's go. Hey folks, welcome back to the Rajiv Show. My name is Rajiv Doreswamy, and in this show we talk about motivation, philosophy, and journaling, not in that particular order. Before we get into the meat and bones of this episode, I'm going to talk about, of course, the newsletter. If you want to stay in touch and you want to stay updated to the new latest updates, join my newsletter, guys. It's free. You don't need to, there's no payment and all that stuff. And if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and that like button if you agree with some certain points in this episode. And if you're watching this on Spotify, kudos to you. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. I love you guys. So let's get into this episode, Agnostic Deep Dive. This is a part two of the first episode. I'm going to leave the link above here. And in this episode, we're going to talk about what is exactly my take on agnosticism and what is my version of it, how do I live life. Basically, it's going to be a deep dive of the questions that you probably have from the first episode that, of course, I missed out. But first, I'm just going to pull up the definition of agnosticism here. I'm taking this from Merriam-Webster's. I'm citing my source. Of course, an agnostic is a person who holds the view that any ultimate reality such as God is unknown and probably knowable. So let me simplify this for you. If you are in a farm in between two ideologies or two animals, and you love both animals, let's say a cow or a chicken or anything, that's up to you, and there's a big fence in between them, that is the definition, and you're sitting on that fence, that is the definition of, to my knowledge, that's the definition of being an agnostic. So, of course, the follow-up question to that is, what if I believe in some idea or some deity, how do I live with myself? Of course, that is the question that everybody would love to answer. I mean, being an agnostic, ever since I've become an agnostic, gave me some form of understanding and the difference of being humanistic in some way, because I get to peel back the curtain from the belief of being a Christian. And of course, I have met a lot of people who believe in other religions. I've already explained in the previous episode. I've met a lot of people from different cultures, different backgrounds. So I cannot disregard one over the other, because one is, if I do that, it will be considered condemning from my understanding of it. And back when I was a Christian, I often found the guilt of trying to convert someone to believe in something without me doubting it or without questioning it. It's kind of weird. And and that was kind of my impression of what Christianity was and how I used to live my life, because I often asked these questions, but my defense mechanism back then was, in my head, how do I convert this person who believed in such and such ideology into what I believe in? So it's kind of more subjective of my belief and integrating it. And I didn't really like that once I started growing old and started understanding that something was unfair and unjust. And then I took a step back, and then I understood that something was wrong. I had to fix it. Or not, I had to question it. So that is where the beginning of being an agnostic for me meant a lot. Because if you don't question anything in life, then the value of living is not, it's not worth living. Because as I said it in the previous episode, you cannot depend on one answer alone. If I ask you, how many times can you count up to 10 in terms of adding? There are multiple ways. You have addition, you have multiplication, you have division, you have subtraction, and you have all sorts of stuff. So understanding different viewpoints can make you realize that there is some sort of value in other teachings as well prior to what you know. So living life thinking you know it all and thinking that you are righteous above everybody, that's not the way I want to live life. I know it's a long answer to how do I live. This is kind of weird. So that's my deep take into this new reality that I've lived in. I don't feel guilt. If you ask me, I am far more inquisitive and I ask more deeper questions. And it's always an ongoing debate. And the debate never ends when it comes to trying to prove a point from... I've seen online debates between atheism and Muslims and atheism and Christians, because, like I said in the previous episode, it's too sensationalized that just because one person believes in one ideology, they have the right to win an argument over understanding and having a conversation without the need for proving that you're winning. So yeah, I don't really feel the guilt. I mean, people try to guilt trip me, which is weird. People try to guilt trip me in saying that I'm going to hell. And I want to open that conversation about debt in some other episode, because that's also going to be an interesting one. But my reality of it is that I want to take this from a quote from my sister, is that you live in this, you have this opportunity to live in the now. You might as well make the best of it, because you may never get it back. So yeah. And yeah, that's my take on being agnostic. I know, again, it's all over the place. I cannot put timestamps in any of my episodes because I'm always all over the place. And yeah, I hope I've answered some few questions. I don't know what I'm going to drop as a question, but if I think of a question, I'll drop them in the Spotify and, of course, on the YouTube pinned comments. So yeah, that's the point of being an agnostic, understanding that it being in the middle of the fence doesn't hurt much, because you get to see who above you get to see who is unrealistic about their subjective expectation of their reality versus someone who is trying to just be humanistic in their own belief and their own core value. So yeah, this is a very, very deep conversation, and I mean, this is a very deep monologue that I'm taking. This is by far, to me, this is one of the most exciting episode that I've ever wanted to talk about, because at first, when I started the episode one, I had the impression that I might offend a lot of people. But then I realized that belief is subjective, and what works for you may not work for me. What works for Jack doesn't work for Rose. So it is subjective, and that's the beauty of life, that we all have different perspectives and we have different versions of our truths and our realities. So yeah, it's an interesting conversation. I mean, I'd love to have a guest over and see how, saying I don't want to open a debate because I don't want to sensationalize it. But if I'm open to a conversation, a debate-wise, I don't want to convert anyone into what I believe in, because like I said, it is subjective. What I see in my perspective is not what others see in their perspective. So it's a little bit of, it's a mixture of both worlds. So yeah. Oh yeah, before I forget, there's a difference between agnosticism and atheist. I wrote it down in my show notes. I completely forgot about it. But like I said, the farm, being sitting on the fence in between two animals that you love the most, that is agnosticism. But if the way I see atheism, atheism is the ideology that we come from nothing, and it's an interesting philosophy. I mean, I don't doubt that atheists, there are certain atheists who have the ability to express themselves, knowing what they're defending is really truthful to them. And if you really have a conversation with someone who is non-debative, I don't know if that's a word, not, doesn't really want to debate but has an intellectual take, you'll have an understanding of what makes an atheist an atheist. I don't never really subscribe to things, although I've had a conversation with a couple of atheists and I came to understand that that's their belief. Well, be on your way, because as long as your ideology doesn't hurt me and I don't hurt your ideology, we're square. There's nothing wrong in any of our ideologies, as long as there's no conflict, there's no misunderstanding. So yeah, so that is the episode on a deep dive into agnosticism. Again, if I missed out, leave your questions and I'll make an episode on it. And if you like this episode, thumbs up all the way. With that in mind, cheers, folks, and I will see you in the next episode. On the next episode of The Rajiv Show is the challenge, because if you're a person who doesn't learn to grow in a relationship, then you're not really meant for a relationship. You know, that's the thing that saddens me. But if you're a person who is willing to submit to your own words, like I said, your loyalty to your own words, learn to also challenge yourself to grow, because it's all about growing together. Because a relationship is not all about one side. It's not a one side. That's considered a toxic relationship. But yeah, learn to grow with the person, and it's more of give and take, and it's they say that relationship is all about balance.